we create wearable devices that fit onto these types of orthotics and prosthetics. It consists of a smart device that attaches onto many different types of braces. It connects via Bluetooth to a smartphone app so that patients can download the data, they can share it with caregivers, and they can also upload it online. It gets uploaded online automatically to a HIPAA-compliant database for doctors so that they can see how all of their patients are doing at a glance, and they can see more detailed metrics into how all of their patients are doing. The software also allows for incentivization and gamification to actually encourage better habits and better brace wear. So our patent-pending device has a lot of sensors built into it. It can detect tightness, it can detect how long it's worn, whether you're laying down, standing up, what orientation the brace is in, activity levels, gait. A lot of different sensors are packed into this small device. It can also deliver feedback via lights and vibrations. So when you're tightening your brace, when you're putting it on, it'll tell you that it's actually at the right level, that it's on correctly. This is actually some screenshots of our first app and our first use case for scoliosis. So the app you can download and sync with the device via Bluetooth. You see your long-term data trends. You can start building in more patient engagement, connections and encouragement, incentives and games as well. And then this is actually our doctor dashboard. What you see up here is some patient data from a patient who had a scoliosis brace, who was wearing the brace for the right number of hours, but it was only tight enough about half of the time. So you can start seeing that data already with the software that we have. So I've been talking about our first use case in scoliosis. Just to give you a little bit of background, scoliosis is an abnormal curvature of the spine. It typically affects adolescents, so kids ages 8 to 16. Kids are told to wear these back braces up to 23 hours a day for 2 to 4 years. And this is to prevent back surgery. Now, she's not wearing that brace nearly as long or as tight as she needs to. She's taking it off at school. She doesn't want her friends to see. She's taking it off in the middle of the night. One of the problems is that puts her at a much, much higher risk for needing that surgery. And so that actually is costing the healthcare industry $1 billion a year. It's actually the number 2 highest hospitalization cost for kids in the U.S. And there is also very, very clear evidence that bracing prevents surgery. It drastically reduces the rate and the risk for needing surgery, but compliance is a huge issue here. And we actually do have personal experience with this. This x-ray that you see here, that is Levi, our CTO. So he wore a brace for 3.5 years, ended up needing spinal fusion surgery. And so we know this problem inside and out. So scoliosis is a great market for us to launch in. It's also not really, really small. So the way it works in scoliosis, we replace one of the straps on an existing scoliosis brace to turn it into a smart brace. There are around 150,000 braces made per year in the U.S. That number triples if you add in the Europe, Canada, and Australia to around 450,000 braces per year. At our price point of around $400 per brace, that's actually a total addressable market of $180 million in just our first market alone. Another thing to note is that these custom-made braces are made by a handful of companies. We allow for this actionable data to allow monitoring for both tightness and wear time. What we do to get to the market is we actually partner with the brace manufacturers. We allow them to create an entire new premium product line, and we co-brand this as a smart brace with them. We revenue share that markup with them. We're actually in contract negotiations with 2 brace manufacturers. So our year-on revenues for these contracts is around $200,000. Year 2 revenues up to around $800,000. One of our companies wants to do wholesale. They're projecting around $4 million in revenue on year 3. And then long-term, looking at health insurance, the people who are paying for these surgeries are the insurance companies, and we can save them millions of dollars by showing that we can actually prevent the surgeries. We're also a minimally regulated device. We found they're a Class 1 designation, so we don't need to do 510Ks. We're exempt from GMP. We're also HIPAA compliant. We have an open IRB at New York Presbyterian Hospital for a study that will be run by researchers at Columbia University. This will get underway basically as soon as we have devices in March. So just to talk about a little bit of the milestones, we actually have been doing our design for manufacture for our first 1,000 devices for our product launch in March. We have our software all set up. Right now it's currently on iOS. We've actually tested with pilot studies at Yale New Haven Hospital and at Columbia. We've filed 3 non-provisional patents, and we've actually raised over $1 million in funding. We actually have a current open funding round that's closing by the end of the year. We only have about 200,000 left in that 1 million round. And we are starting our next products and prototypes for the next market. And these are actually all the milestones that we want to reach before we raise our Series A in around 2018. So it's a lot to get done. Really long to-do list. All right.
remind me, are you dependent on the brace manufacturers to partner with, or can you go to the orthotists or the folks who fit the braces?
Yeah, so
add it on as an add-on to the
right. So we can go to the clinics directly. We're not actually tied to the brace manufacturers. Going to the brace manufacturers allows us to cut down really heavily on our marketing and distribution costs. They have whole networks of clinics that they work with, and we are enforcing minimums for them so we can actually get guaranteed revenue for the terms of those contracts. So while we can go individually, and what we may do that after these contracts run out, it doesn't really make sense for us because we'd have to hire a lot more people and do a lot more marketing ourselves.
At the end of the day, is it the parents that are paying for the $400?
So initially, it will be an out-of-pocket. So actually, one of the brace companies is actually going to eat the cost into their costs, into the cost of their brace, and they will be paying us at the beginning of the quarter for the devices. The other brace company will be passing along that cost as an out-of-pocket cost. So it does reduce the number of people that we can reach in the early years, but with the insurance reimbursement, that really expands the number of people that we can reach. All right, awesome.